From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Cowboy Copas.
You don't have to be a baby to cry. All you need is for love to go wrong. You don't have to be a baby to cry, or to lie awake the whole night long. When you leave me, my golden rainbow disappears. Then you leave me, a broken heart that's full of tears. These ain't raindrops in my eye, why should I lie? You don't have to be a baby to cry.
Thank you just a whole lot, and to all our good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry, a mighty friendly welcome.
Lots of your favorites dropping by to visit tonight. Folks like Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Opry dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And our special guest is a new Opry star who just took off being so popular that it kind of made your head spin. A great country singer by the name of Johnny Cash. Yes, sir. Lots of picking and singing for you tonight. But right now, we got a fellow who doesn't pick and who sings real pitiful. But we love him anyway, cause he's the Hornwalled Flash, Rodney Brasfield!
Hi, Copas!
Heidi, Rodney.
Good to see you, boy.
Good to see you.
You know, I just found out something. I just found out the definition of a husband.
Well, what is that, Rod?
It's what's left after the nerve's been killed.
Rod, you know, my brother tells me that he moved over to Hohenwald a couple, 3 weeks ago, and he said he lived right next door to you.
He do. He lives right next to me there. I'm glad.
Is that right?
I'm glad he's down there. You ought to come down there and see him sometime. Hey, I want to talk to you about him, by Ned.
What is it,
Rod? He stole my gate.
Stole your gate?
Your brother stole my gate, old iron gate down there at the barn, and he stole my gate.
Well, good gravy. Why didn't you have him arrested?
Arrested?
Yeah.
Oh, I was afraid he'd take offense.
No. Rod, tell me, buddy, how's Uncle Sipe and Aunt Sap getting along?
They're doing just fine, Copas. The other night, Uncle Sipe had been out with some of the boys, you know.
Yeah.
They sort of...
Whooping it up.
Yeah, they'd been around clubs, you know.
Yeah.
And he come home sort of spifflicated, see?
Oh, is that
come
right?
Home real late. It was real late. And Aunt Sap met him at the door, and she says, "Well, so home is the best place after all, huh?" He says, "I don't know about that, Sap, but it's your only place open now." And you know what? Hey, Sap, poor old thing, is just getting so fat, it's just terrible.
She is.
That poor old soul, I'll bet she'll weigh 200 pounds.
Well, I swan it.
Yes, sir. Now, Cope, if she had just a little less where it is and a little more where it ain't, she wouldn't have to push it back in where it's out.
No!
Sure.
Say, Rod, what are you doing these days?
Oh, please? I ain't doing nothing. I had a good job and lost it.
You did?
Yeah, I was working on a newspaper. I was a printer on a newspaper.
What happened?
Well, I was setting type there one day, see?
Yeah.
And I spilt a whole page of type there.
You did?
Yeah, and got it all mixed up.
Yeah.
And there was two very important items in that there page there, see?
Yeah.
One of them was about a big auction sale.
Yeah.
And the other one was about a big society wedding.
Oh, no.
And I dropped it and got it mixed up, but we went ahead and printed the paper, but it come out like this. It says, "William Smith, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Joshua Smith, and Miss Lucy Anderson were disposed of at public auction at my farm 1 mile east of town in the presence of 75 guests, including 2 mules and 12 head of cattle. Just before the ceremony was pronounced, the wedding march was rendered by 1 cow 5 years old, 1 Jersey cow, and 1 sheep. 1 sheep carrying a bunch of bride's roses in her hand was very beautiful, although suffering from a slight case of stranghold. She wore 1 light spring wagon, 2 crates of apples trimmed with about 100 bushel of taters. The bride and groom were a perfectly matched pair of mules, well broke the harness. So young Smith was married to 1 brood sow with 9 healthy pigs. They will make their home in 1 large barn and various outhouses.
No!
How about that, fella? Thank you, Rodney. Well, sir, it's just about time for some singing, and it's time for our guest. Let's all welcome Johnny Cash. You feeling right at home, Johnny?
Real fine, Cope, and it's certainly good to be here with you tonight.
You been keeping real busy?
Well, we certainly have, but never too busy to get back into the Grand Ole Opry.
Say, Johnny, how about treating the folks to one of your fine recorded country songs?
We'll be real proud to, Cope. Thank you very much. I hope the folks will like this one. You're gonna break another heart, you're gonna tell another lie. Well, here I am and there you go, you're gone again. I know you're gonna be the way you've always been. Breaking hearts and telling lies is all you know. Another guy gives you the eye and there you go. There you go. You're gone again. I should have known I couldn't win. There you go. You're by his side. You're gonna break another heart. You're gonna tell another lie. Much more than I should take. I want you even though I know my heart is gonna break. You build me up and for a while I'm all aglow. Then your fickle heart sees someone else. There you go. There you go. You're gone again. I should have known I couldn't win. There you go, you're by his side. You're gonna break another heart. You're gonna tell another lie.
Hey there, Mr. Copas. Did you know we got a gang of things to celebrate this month? There's Peanut Week, Spring Cleanup Week, Dried Fruit Week, just umpteen million things, buddy.
Well, the one I like best, Rod, is National Smile Week.
Now, there is one week that pipe smokers can celebrate all the year round.
Now you're talking about good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Yeah, now you're talking, buddy. Everybody, every day, fellas are trying PA and staying with it.
That's because PA's crimp cut packs neat and firm.
Yeah.
It's always fresh.
That's right.
Makes for real smoking comfort.
You're right, Cole.
And best of all is the natural tobacco taste of PA.
You know, PA keeps the flavor nature puts in tobacco. Perks it up in an even richer, fuller taste.
Right you are.
And you making men, every time you roll your own, make it Prince Albert. Buddy, you got a smooth, tasty making cigarette.
Yes, sir. Pipe smokers and making men Enjoy the National Joy Smoke, Prince Albert. Well, it looks to me like I'd better get out of the way and make room for our Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers, because here they are, cutting a caper to Sally Gunn. That's mighty fine. Folks really enjoyed it. And now, friends, it's time for us to do some gospel singing. We'd like to do one of our spirituals for you this evening, a hand pattern number. And you folks in the audience, if you will, join in and help us out. It's on the second chorus. Some of the fellows will tell you when. Everybody get together and pat your hands real big and loud, and let's all have a lot of fun. Here's one titled, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Thanks a lot, folks. We always go for those hand-clapping songs, and by golly, we always go for the best in country picking, too. I'm talking about the fella who's all set to warm up the Limehouse Blues, Chet Atkins. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Chet. That was real great. Well, sir, here's a part of the Grand Ole Opry now that I've always looked forward to. You know who I'm talking about, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm proud to see all these here handsome fellers out here tonight in this audience. Ooh-wee! Oh, thank you. Well, I don't have to worry about fellers so much, though, when I've got my handsome feller Hizzy like I have. I declare, that feller of mine is a lover of the old school. I just wish sometime I was the old school. But I tell you, we had a sale of antiques at Centerville, Tennessee. That's a suburb of Grinder Switch, Tennessee. And we had a sale of antiques over there this past week, and Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosie went over there, and Aunt Ambrosie bought one of them there portrait pictures of the worst-looking old lady I ever seen in my life. I never seen nothing like that old funny-looking lady. And so Uncle Nabob, he just took one look at that funny-looking old woman, and he said,
Hi, Minnie.
Oh. Rod Brassfield, you can leave me out of the picture, if you will, please.
Yes, Mom.
I tell you, Rodney, did that feller come through Hoenwald, that come through Grinder Switch that was demonstrating how to get milk out of a peanut?
Well, I didn't see him, Minnie, if he could get milk out of a peanut.
Yeah.
Boy, he must use an awful low stew. Milk out of a peanut. He'd get rich in Georgia, wouldn't he? I ain't got time to argue about no peanuts and goobers here. I'm worried here, Minnie
Pearl.
What's
the trouble, Rodney?
I want you just to look at this note I got through the mail here today.
Oh!
When I got in here, it says, "You keep away from my wife or I'll kill you."
Oh, Rodney!
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, what can I do about it? The fool didn't sign his name.
Oh, Rodney. You are the... Rodney.
I wish I knowed who it was. I'd just love to give him a piece of my mind.
You think you could divide anything that little?
You know, I hadn't thought of that. Oh, Minnie Pearl?
Rodney, you know you can't fight. You wouldn't fight no ways. You couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag.
Is that so?
That's
fine,
so.
Then I'll prove it to you.
You want me to get you somebody to fight?
No, get me a paper bag.
Oh, sure. Rodney, you all won't do. I seen you just yesterday down here on the street, and that coming round the corner there, that feller bumped right straight into you.
That old big truck driver?
Bumped right straight into you.
Oh, he was a whopper, wasn't
he? That's right.
What about him?
Well, you didn't do a thing. He just stood there and just turned the air blue all around, talking to ugly to you. He just said everything to you.
Yeah.
And you never said a word. You just stood there and never said a word.
Well, what could I say? He done used up all the good words.
Rodney, I hate to say this to you, and I wouldn't tell nobody but you, and I don't want nobody to repeat this, because it ain't none of my business or nothing, but I seen your girl Susie the other day in a pair of slacks.
Oh, did
and
you
I
see?
Don't know whether Susie ought to wear slacks.
Yeah, I seen her too. Meaning them slacks and Susie, they just don't. I just don't go. I mean, she said she got them last winter.
Well, she told me that she got them last winter when they was cheap. They was on sale.
Yeah.
She says to me, she says, "Don't you think that I showed a lot of foresight?"
Foresight.
Yeah, and I said, "I think it'd have been better if you showed a little hindsight." Yeah. Bye now, see you next.
Say, Minnie, tell me, how's Hezzy?
You know that old saying about March coming in like a lion?
Yeah.
Well, Hezzy's been growling a lot lately, and when he does, I fetch him his Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
He stops growling.
Yeah.
Then I give him an OCB paper. He brightens up.
Yeah.
Then he rolls a perfect making smoke, because PA's crimp cut, you know, won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
I know.
And then Hezzy lights up and starts enjoying PA's wonderful taste, so natural and rich and good. He's now grinning from ear to ear, thanks to Prince Albert.
And thanks to the way PA lets you roll a smooth, cool-smoking-making cigarette every time.
You gals with pipe-smoking fellers, PA's for them, too.
Pearl's right. You roll your own or pipe smokers enjoy the natural tobacco taste of Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test.
the Bruce Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now let me ask you folks a question here. How would y'all like to hear another song from our guest star, Johnny Cash? How about that, huh? I knew you folks would want it that way. Johnny, come on in.
Thank you very much, Cope. This is one side of our latest song that we're hoping you folks are going to like very much. It's the other side of the one we did for you a few minutes ago. This side is called Train of Love. Train of Love's a-coming, big black wheels a-humming. People waiting at the station, happy hearts are drumming. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Now stop your whistle blowing, 'cause I got ways of knowing. You're bringing other people's lovers, but my own keeps going. Train of love deceiving, when she's not gone, she's leaving. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Sweetheart standing waiting, here and there and everywhere they're gonna be embracing. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Leaving my heart grieving, but early or late I sit and wait, because I'm still believing. We'll walk away together, though I may wait forever. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home.
Mighty fine, Johnny. Say, I see a good crowd of people heading for the old upright piano, and that could mean just one thing. Miss Del Wood's about to do the Rockin' 88. It's about time we did another song for you, and I think we'll go back a little ways for one that you folks really took to. I don't know, maybe you'll recognize it. It goes something like this.
When the warship left Manila, sailors had the oars to see, deep blue sea. All the sailors' hearts were filled with one regret, looking backward to this island where they'd spent those happy hours, making love to every pretty girl they met. When up stepped a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, said, take a look at my gal's photograph. Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet, loving pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. South Carolina, I've come back to claim the only girl I love. And that night there was a wedding while the ship crew gathered round all around. And he wed his little Filipino baby. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet, loving pet, you bet. Her teeth are bright and pearly and her hair is black as jet. Oh, lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know, pure as snow. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. Well, neighbors, we have to say goodnight now, but you can be on hand next week, same time and place, and we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be Jim Reeves. And jumping up and down in the back of the buckboard will be those clowns, Odie and Jody. Till then, this is Cowboy Copasand. Thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry.
Taste the full rich flavor of Camel's special blend. The finest taste in smoking, on that you can depend. Now Camels are a real smoke, they never let you down. The largest selling brand today of all the kinds around.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. Enjoy the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.